Sammy Jones spent 33 years in the military. He retired from the United States Army as a master sergeant, and while Jones, like many veterans, would have given up his life for his country, it's coming back and living in that country that has proved most difficult. He seeks medical services from the Central Alabama Veterans Healthcare System, but has been without a doctor for months.
I've got refills that I can't get refilled. You see what I'm saying? So that's the problem. And so it's just piling up. It's just like your garbage. If you don't take it out, it's going to continue and pile up.
Despite having documentation dating back to 1974, Jones says he's hit a number of roadblocks. That's why he says CAVIS needs more people who care.
It's a will, but it's a big will because it's a lot of us. And so you got to get motivated people in here that want to push that will, not just push the clock. And that's what I see is happening. You know, people are coming in and say, well, hey, I'm coming in. I'm going to do my 8 hours. I'm going home. All they do is put a Band-Aid on it.
Even though he's had problems, Jones says he's still not angry and believes things will get better. I'm Scotty Hunter for WVAS News. The Central Alabama Veterans Healthcare System is under close scrutiny by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. Deputy Secretary for the VA, Sloan Gibson, cites many issues with the healthcare center, many of which stem from a lack of effective leadership.
Those would include a lack of trust among employees internally and between employees and staff. I would say failed labor management relations across the organization, an environment of secrecy and deception, a lack of accountability in the organization, weak internal and external communication, and then a general weakness in administration and governance across the organization.
CAVIS has improved the quality of care it provides for patients over the past several months, but Gibson maintains there's still substantial room for improvement.
We've got a lot of room to improve here. We have a lot of need to improve here. So what I expect to see is improved access to care, improved quality of care. I expect to see a more collaborative and collegial and constructive internal environment. I expect to see people working together. I expect to see people that are stepping up to be held accountable for their results.
The first of many sweeping changes at the facility will be shoring up the vast number of vacancies and putting the proper leadership in place.
248 vacancies right now. I mentioned 31 hires that started the 5th of October. 65 what they call certs or certifications, where the position description's been certified and they've identified qualified candidates to begin interviewing. We've got 46 that are in vetting right now. We're looking at credentials, looking at background, all that kind of stuff. And that's part of the work that the HR expert and the HR team that are going to parachute in here to help accelerate that process.
Secretary Gibson plans to return to Alabama before Thanksgiving to monitor progress at CAVIS. Until then, he hopes veterans and the community will realize it takes time to fix a system that he says has been broken for quite some time. I'm Scotty Hunter for WVAS News. Melody Love began her military career as an Army reservist and later enlisted in active duty. She says any military service can be mentally taxing.
It's definitely a mind game. They do try to intimidate you when you're in the military, and you have to be kind of strong-willed and determined to get through that. And once you get past that, you realize, okay, this was to make me into the individual that I needed to be.
But as a young mother, nothing could prepare her for the devastating effects of her deployment for Operation Desert Storm.
I had a small son at the time. He was less than 2 years old when I was in the reserves and I deployed. I had to leave him with my mother and my sister. That was very hard. When I came back, he didn't recognize me, and it took a little time for him to warm back up to me. So that was pretty painful.
Love went on to have two more sons who have since learned to cope with her military past, even making the decision to serve themselves.
My oldest son, he really wasn't college-minded whenever he was in high school. So I said, hey, look, if you don't have this in you to be disciplined enough to go to college and you're really not sure about what you want to do, go into the military. And my middle son, the same thing. He wasn't sure. He was kind of like misguided in high school a little bit, got into the wrong crowd, but he went into the Army. And then now my youngest son, he's the most disciplined out of all the three as far as his schoolwork. And so I was hoping that he would go to college, but just recently, as in a couple of days ago, he's changed his mind.
Despite her early challenges, Love is thankful for her military experience, saying it gave her structure and guidance.
Those skills that I learned in the military have definitely carried over into my adult life, civilian life. I'm a go-getter. I really think through with things as far as planning, and anytime I have to be somewhere, I'm always early. You know, it's just little things like that that have helped me, that have carried from my military career into now.
For more stories like this, visit wvas.veteranscominghome.org. I'm Scotty Hunter for WVAS News.